just right in tune. Okay, that's Vassar Clemons. Pastor Vassar. Think about that. Oh, now. Now over here on the 8-string mandolin. Fully told me last night, he said, you know, the man, he said, when you come out and played with the Crucial Reggae Boys last night, he said, you know, mandolin is a difficult instrument, man. It's got 8 strings. And they're close together. So Sam now, he's gonna testify. He might as well, because we'll accuse him of it anyway. And that's, you have no choice in bluegrass. Sam Bush. First met Sam backstage at the Grand Ole Opry. I was playing guitar with Bill Monroe, and this guy comes in, this little curly-haired guy, who's 12 years old, and it was Mr. Sam Bush. And he whipped out the mandolin. He whipped out the mandolin and played a tune for Bill Monroe, and Bill looked at the little Sam Bush and said, you know, you be sure and stick with the fiddle.
True story. So I knew I was on to something with the mandolin right there. I was gonna stay with it.
What's that, Vassar?
Did you ever hear the time that this guy come up to ask Monroe for a job? And he says, do you need a mandolin picker? And Monroe said, I don't think so. What about a tenor singer? No, don't want no part of neither one of them. The guy with real high voice, he's gonna play mandolin and the tenor with. That's one of the many.
We all know that Bill Monroe, of course, is the father of bluegrass. I guess I'm the mother.
Yeah, you are.
Just cause every time I'd walk by, Bill Monroe would go, there goes the mother. I guess I'm the mother of bluegrass, I'm not sure. Credit Jethro Burns with that. All right, here's an old tune I learned off of a Stanley Brothers record, and we're not sure, because it was always kicked off and started on the mandolin, so we're not really sure why the name of this tune is Ralph's Banjo Special.